I'm here with the guys in Sum 41, Derek, Cone, Steve-O, here on the Warped Tour. Guys, how's the Warped Tour going so far?
Very hot.
Yeah.
It's been going awesome.
But yeah, it's been great.
You guys are...
The show has been huge.
Yes. Yeah. Great crowds.
Amazing. And yesterday was an off day, right? What'd you guys do in Cincinnati?
There was a huge crowd that day. We were just everywhere.
Just following you around?
We wake up, and there's just a huge crowd.
Nice. Very nice. Well, Screaming Bloody Murder, coming out next month, correct?
There's no date.
No, we don't know the dates yet. No.
I want it to come out next month.
We want it to come out right away. It's just not up to us. It's a record company kind of thing. We're just still trying to figure it out.
Pretty much done.
Yeah.
It's like being mixed and mastered and whatever they do, blended.
You know, puree.
No idea.
We're just waiting for them to figure it all out and all the dates to work out, I guess. I don't know.
Well, it's been delayed a little bit, right? Was that just because of the record label or was...
There's just, you know, different things that come up for whatever reason that you don't really know are going to come up. You know, just things happen.
It's not delayed in the sense that, like, there was never really a specific time. We said it probably will be out around a certain time. And then he wrote a few more songs that we wanted to record. So it kind of, I like pushed back instead of delayed.
Yeah, it's not like it was Chinese Democracy or anything like that, was it? Yeah. Not exactly like that. Well, I read this on on Wikipedia, which means it's probably not true.
Fake.
But yeah, I think originally, Derek, you'd said just to do something different, you're going to record it in like a crazy chateau outside of Paris, France. Did that?
Well, we wanted to.
Yeah, where did you end up recording?
Yeah, but it just
chateau in Paris.
I know. I never heard that idea.
Yeah,
that sounds nice.
It was my idea. It just never happened. We ended up doing it at a Hollywood Hills house.
Okay. And how was the recording process?
It was good. I mean, we all lived in the house together. So we basically, you know, the guest house was the studio. So we just basically woke up in the morning, went in our pajamas, went across the lawn.
We divided our recording time by playing another game called Does It Float? Where Derek would throw everything into the swimming pool to see if it floats. Nothing floats.
Nothing?
No.
Nothing floats. Nothing. Did that help with creativity, getting the juices flowing or something?
I think it did, to be honest. It was a very fun experience.
A cathartic release. Get it all out in the pool and then hit the studio.
Well, Derek, last time we talked to you at the Key Club, I was asking about the album. You said, if Sweeney Todd were to make an album, it would sound like this. What the hell does that mean?
I mean, it's like there's a lot of dark songs on it. It's very like aggressive. You know, but there's also light stuff. It's kind of an eclectic record at the same time. You know, there's different styles. There's a ton of different styles within each song. You know, it's like it's not just the heavy song, the light song. It's, you know, heavy, light, dark, you know, fast, slow, all in each song, really. So there's a lot of different styles in there.
Also, at the Key Club, we said, you know, who are your friends? You named off all these bands. None of them are here. So now we're like two-thirds.
We have imaginary friends.
Well, yeah, you have imaginary friends, but now we're like two-thirds through the Warped Tour. Have you made friends here at summer camp?
I think same friends. Pennywise, Alkaline Trio, Real Big Fish. Want to help me out?
Each other. You know. That's about it.
That's about it. So you haven't made new friends?
Are you supposed to make new friends?
I don't know. It's punk rock summer camp. Aren't you supposed to make new friends?
It's too hot up there to make friends.
It's too hot to make friends.
Aren't you supposed to?
It's assuming that other people want to make friends with us.
Well, I mean, when you guys started on the Warped Tour, you know, you were kind of taken under the wing, you know, by bands like Pennywise and so forth. Have you guys, like, now we're going to take other bands under our wing?
We don't have a wing to provide.
No wing? You're wingless?
No wing.
Where's your wing?
No, well, there might be a wing with no feathers. Nobody wants to go under our wing.
Cool. Well, actually, Cone, I wanted to talk to you about Operation MD just real quick. Your new album came out last month, right?
Yeah,
June
29th. It's on iTunes. Let's see. Well, it's called Birds and Bee Stings. Came out June 29th. It's on iTunes. We started recording it probably a year ago. Derek actually mixed the song. Steve drummed on it. So I got these guys drammed on it.
Are you going to direct any of the music videos?
We haven't really discussed that yet. Maybe, possibly. If we do a video, he'll do it.
I'm always around.
He'll do it. He's available.
I'm always available.
And how was the mixing on your end, Derek?
I don't really remember it. It took like a couple hours, one day.
But, sounds good, though.
I like mixing. So. It's fun.
Mixing's fun. Yeah. All right. So, new album. Can we get some juicy tidbits, some song titles?
There's actually a song out right now called Scumfuck. It's on theresnosolution.com, which is like a fan site of ours, so you can go on that site and download it for free right now. It's just like a 2-minute song.
And if you go to
Sorry, I was going to say it's not like a single or anything. It's just like an album track.
It's like a teaser.
It just got leaked, so it's out.